All right, for the class Issues in the Filipino Community, taught by Dr. Cesar at Old Dominion University, the students had to interview a person of Filipino ethnicity. But now we're going to change things around a little bit, and we're going to interview the interviewers. We're going to find out their experiences on their interviews. So, first question I'd like to ask is, how do you feel your interview went?
The interview went well. I learned a lot about the Filipino community and the culture, and I learned that from what she told me that they're very family oriented and they just value family life.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool because, you know, you doing the interview and interviewing someone, since you're non-Filipino, interviewing someone who is Filipino, I bet you did learn different stuff about another culture that you probably never had any contact with or never knew anything about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
Yeah, I'm non-Filipino also, and I learned a lot from my interview. She really taught me a lot about the culture and some of the traditions. All right. Was there anything that your interviewee said that surprised you?
Yeah, I interviewed somebody about interracial dating, and she said something about the reason why she's not dating Filipinos is because she feels like she's dating her brother, and that's something I just couldn't, I guess, see eye to eye on, because, I mean, with other cultures, you won't feel like that. Like, if a Caucasian person is dating another Caucasian person, they're not gonna like be like their brother, sister, or anything, you know. And that was just kind of weird. And like her reasons behind it, most of them, I guess, were like she based it most of them on like stereotypes and, you know, all that stuff. But that was something very surprising, I guess.
Did anyone experience anything like that where they interviewed somebody and they're like, oh my god?
Yeah, the person I interviewed, I was kind of surprised when she told me that her parents actually preferred her to date white males instead of Filipino males.
Really?
Hmm. Found that pretty interesting.
And the person I interviewed also, she said she never dated a Filipino guy. And she said for the same reason that you said, that she feels like she's dating her brother. And I guess that goes back to how the family oriented.
Yeah, the very family oriented.
Right. Did you learn anything from doing your interview?
Basically, like from when I interviewed my, you know, interview, she said a lot of things that I could connect with, and so I guess one thing that I learned was like the commonalities, I guess, of like fellow Filipinas, so to speak. Like a lot of Filipinas have the same experience growing up and being raised in America by their parents. For example, like my interviewee, she was talking about how she never got to go to slumber parties or sleep over at her friend's house because her parents had to know her friend's parents or something. And it's like, you don't see that. I never saw that with any of my other non-Filipino friends. They could just go over whenever they want to. They don't have to worry about like, oh, my parents need to meet them, whatever. And the strictness of how the parents are, the Filipino parents are, especially with their daughters, and how it seems as if all mothers, Filipino mothers, like do the same thing to all their daughters and whatnot. So I found that was something that I learned, because, you know, usually you just feel alone, like, why is it just me? So that was something. Anyone else?
Yeah, my interview, she had a similar experience. She has a younger sister now. And when she was growing up, my interviewee, her parents were strict also, but she couldn't go on field trips, she couldn't go, you know, spring break or do anything with, like, social activities with her friends. But I guess as generations go on, the parents become more lenient because her sister, when she went to high school and college, you know, they were a lot more lenient with her.
Did you learn anything? Oh, you learned something, girl.
All right. How valuable was the project to you?
I think it was very important, just to learn about how, you know, even if we, like, I'm Filipino and I interviewed somebody who is Filipino, you know, and you would think that everything would be kind of the same, but it's not, especially, like, perspectives on everything, you know, like dating and whatever. I mean, she was, like, she was kind of traditional like me, like, what she said, even if she is going to date or she's going to end up marrying someone who's non-Filipino, she'd still want him to, like, keep the tradition. Like, you know, she would want her kids to grow up the same way she did. So.
And as a non-Filipino, I think it's important for other cultures to learn different cultures. Because the world is not just black and white. There are Hispanics, there are Asians, there are Filipinos. And I think it's a learning experience, and it's part of the American experience.
I think that's, oh my God, I'm saying something. I think it's true, and I agree with Rachel about how there is still that diversity among Filipino Americans. And just interviewing Michelle, was really interesting, and the way she talks about family life. Though as individuals we are on the same, we have a lot of the same goals, and we have a lot of the same values and traditions. At the same time, I think it has, we had our differences. Like, she still blesses. She blesses with her parents and her lolas and her lolos. My parents never really instilled that in me. So I remember when I dated a Filipino who was very traditional and he blessed his parents, I was just like, okay, what do I do? Why am I grabbing your hand? So it's a lot of self-discovery, a lot of just learning and reaffirming who we are as Filipino Americans. I just thought that was really awesome, and I think this is just an important project for even for Filipino Americans, not just like non-Filipinos who are learning about our culture, but it's just good for us to be able to identify with our history,
right? Because a lot of times when you read the history books, you don't learn a lot of the stuff when you actually talk to people who are, you know, who are not in the history books. You learn about things that the everyday people, you know, about. Because who writes the history books is the people, you know.
Exactly.
It's not the everyday folk who write the history books. All you read about is wars and, you know, depressions and whatever else. You don't really hear about, like, you know, the little traditions, that the dances or whatever. You know, the whole, you know, learning about the not being able to go to slumber parties and stuff. So it's really, I think it's really important that these types of projects continue on, and that we capture the life of the everyday person.
Right.
In that way, you know, the real history is preserved. And it's not just, you know, history, it's our stories. It's our tales, it's the oral tradition. Like, you know, you hear your grandfathers and grandmothers talking about how they used to live, and you would never learn about that in history books. They would never capture that real essence of life. So I really think oral histories are important, that we should speak to our elders and know how their life used to be before they're gone. I mean, interview children and see how they feel about the world.
Right.
Because you can't capture that in books, only in interviews. And that's the basis of oral history.